for questions here. Yeah. John, you want to start?
Casey, maybe just your general first impression of the first one. What did you think of the last year?
Yeah, I think it's been competitive. I think obviously you can see there's some nerves. It's been a long preseason, obviously, with the turnovers. I'm sure that the managers will get them in at half time, rearrange a few things, and we're expecting to really get better.
Just in terms of the overall quality of the league, every league around the world has kind of a personality to it.
What do you hope starts to evolve? Kind of seems that you want to wait on the rules, but also kind of build more.
I think obviously the way we want to play, I hope this league turns into a really competitive, fast league and athletic with teams that we've got in at the same time. It's only going to help maybe football. It's only going to help the national team, and it's only going to help the development of the players. I think enjoy it. I think there's going to be challenges along the way. You know, as part of the league in England when that went, I actually think, having been there on Wednesday and today, I think the launch in this league is ahead of where I've seen the other leagues launch. So I think be patient, keep challenging yourselves every day in your training environment. There's going to be challenges along the way. Every club's going to face their own unique set of circumstances. But I think the players is about demanding the development out of their coaches, demanding the standards out of each other, and making sure they're performing on a weekly basis.
I think it'd be
an atmosphere. I think it's great. I think the atmosphere of BC Plays is great. I think the atmosphere is fantastic. And hopefully these home fans will have something to cheer about in the second half.
Kevin, do you think what does this do in terms of women's football in Canada? Soccer Canada had a reputation for spending as much on women's soccer as men's soccer, which a lot of countries haven't done. And now this could be Dynamax and what's going to be a top five league in the world. What could this do to Canadian reputation?
I think certainly solidify and continue to accelerate Canada as a global leader in women's football. And I had the good fortune of spending some time with Diana in Vancouver on Wednesday afternoon before the first game, and she was glowing, she was buzzing. Like it's just amazing what Diana has been able to build here, and I think it's important that everybody recognize that. Like the perseverance, the determination, the savvy, the business skills, the entrepreneurial spirit. It's just an extraordinary accomplishment, and it's such an amazing contribution to the growth of women's football.
I think it's about playing where suitable at the time. You know, the game needs to continue to grow, and I think whilst it's growing, you put it at a stadium that's suitable, and then you try and market it, and as it keeps growing, and maybe it ends up here. You know, and I think that's, in England we started on a very small scale, and look at where it is now. You have to be patient, you have to give it time to grow, and we have to put money and investment to make sure it grows in the right direction, at the right speed.
Kevin, on another matter, what were your thoughts about Jesse Marsh getting a two-game suspension?
Well, obviously we're here at the NSL game, but I will offer a few thoughts on this. I think that just stepping back and thinking more broadly about Canada's place in the global landscape of football, as a new person to the sport, you know, I've learned a lot over the past year, and I have received feedback and learned from our players who have from time to time felt that the opportunity for them to be recognized at a level that's commensurate and respected, at a level that's commensurate with their achievements on the field, sometimes they feel that that isn't necessarily the case. So more broadly, you know, we are trying to continue to, with determination, with resoluteness, continue to knock at the door, establish Canada as a well-respected football country. Some of these decisions that you see that the governing bodies have to make are influenced by a variety of factors. Many of them are out of our control. We're frustrated by many of them, including this one. But you know, there's there's a way that we're going to handle it going forward, and that's to continue to pursue, results with determination. And I know that the players and coaches are focused on that. I know these things are frustrating, and frankly, like, there's many things about that situation that I'm hopeful everybody can learn from, as it relates to how the ruling went and the level of communication that we fell short in terms of the process for us. But you know, we're determined going forward. We're very, very supportive of the players. Jesse's passion is a reflection of his support for the players who have communicated to him how they felt about the issue. And of course, we stand beside and behind our players.
Is there a way to sort of cast off or certain stuff in that situation where they know and they let the puck down there that they're not, that you guys are? As you say, it's a middle, and it's interesting to post the national cup. When you guys put a marker down and say, in situations like this, that even if it's ruling, and whether dissatisfied is more just rhetorical, it's kind of like, you guys are making a good case for why you should set up for this.
Yeah, I mean, again, we are frustrated. I think we've explained that, and we're handling it professionally, you know, directly, and expressing ourselves in communication with CONCACAF on the issue. And you know, there's a couple ways to handle this, and our path is to make sure that it's clear that we're supportive of the players and the coaches on all these situations, and also that we're engaging professionally with our counterparts at CONCACAF.
Thanks, guys. Last question.
Basically, just wondering for the what's next for you in terms of, you know, with the Nationals.
There will be announcements soon, and we play more games in Canada, so it's good news.
I hope so.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.